It is Football Miracles. It is the 8th instalment of Football Miracles. They can have more enjoyable moments in a week of football than we have had in 30 years. Everton are the most miserable club to support in this country, a combination of us being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. We're in the season where, Kev, nothing's miraculous, but everything is. They win 26 out of the first 27. We're going to go on and do a little bit on. The first game we're going to talk about is going to be Everton FA Cup third round in this one. The second time we've done this in a couple of years stretch. But when they're doing what they're doing against Everton in the third round of the FA Cup, the backdrop is, by that sort of point, they've won. They've qualified as the Champions League group and they've won. All but one of their league games as we hit the turn of the year, and they've become world champions and they've come back from Qatar. What they do to Leicester wasn't miraculous, but they just keep finding these little bits and pieces where they just simply will not be stopped, will not be denied. By the time we get to, for instance, the game before the Everton one is the 33rd game of the season that they play against Sheffield United. It is the 33rd game of the season that they play. They got beat by Villa 5-0 in the League Cup when they had to play kids. They drew with Napoli. They drew with Arsenal in the League Cup but went through on pens. They drew with Man United at Old Trafford and they lost at Napoli. It's the 33rd game. They've won all the other ones, literally all the other ones, and I've only named one league game. There,
that's wild, isn't it?
Absolutely nuts. And you said it's not miraculous, but that is quite miraculous, isn't it? It's the longest ever European top flight run, isn't it?
It's the best start of any of the big five leagues ever.
If anyone beats that, fair play to them.
That's in itself is miraculous. But the game we're going to go on to talk about here is one that will go down forever. I said at the time, this might be my favorite ever derby because the whole thing about it was so, like, it wasn't, do you know what, it is a miracle, because when you look at it, it's a miracle, but honestly, I knew we were going to win, you know, I absolutely knew we were going to win.
So, did you know from team selection they were going to win?
From team selection.
Because you were not happy with the team you picked in the one they win 5-2.
I was furious, absolutely furious, but in this one, I just knew, but it was nothing to do with the team selection. Is, when I checked it before, it was actually stronger. I think it looks stronger with hindsight because obviously Curtis Jones has gone on to become a player for us. Obviously, Harvey Ellis is going to be a world superstar, it would seem. But I seen the teams and I was just like, well, if they're going to win one, this is one way you can say, well, listen, you haven't beat any of our actual players, so it doesn't count. Do you know what I mean? You just have to hang your hat on that. And then I remember looking at the team, just thinking, Curtis Jones, he's just obviously a young Scouse kid and he's got a lot of confidence and he's not going to let this game just pass him by. He will not allow that to happen. So I started like picking bits of hope, and then Everton announced their team and their midfield was Schneiderlin and Sigurdsson, and I just thought they will not be able to live with Curtis Jones. And as soon as their team come out, I put on Twitter, I think we'll win. I genuinely thought we'd win, and in the ground, the longer, because the Evertonians were in a mad situation where, like, they should be thinking, we're going to win here. But they were thinking, we know we're not, though. Like, but there's a million of us in this ground here, and we all know what's going to happen. And we all knew what was going to happen as well. And the longer it went, that they didn't score. And he had a couple of good chances as well, by the way. The longer it went that they didn't score, the more inevitable what happened became.